Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. But not only does she do interior design, she's also an expert in Utah's real estate market. Heather, how are you?
Good morning, Lindsay. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. That makes you a triple threat in Utah's real estate market.
You are too kind. I wish I could live up to all the accolades that you give me, but I am so grateful to have you as a friend, Lindsay. You're awesome.
Oh,
I really appreciate
gosh.
You.
Stop it some more. It's so fun to be with you. And I learn something new every week, and every week I get motivated to go like fix up my house or go sell my house even, and then I do nothing about it.
Well, you're not the only one. You know, it's a lot to take on. Most of us are working full-time jobs and, you know, everything else that we have in our life. But that's why we have experts in the industry. Today, we get to welcome back Craig Whiting. If you've been a faithful listener of this show, you've heard of Craig before. He's one of the best real estate brokers in the entire state of Utah. His company is Prime Real Estate Experts. Welcome to the show, Craig.
Heather and Lindsay, thank you so much for having me on.
Craig, we've missed you.
It's great to be here.
It's good to see you again.
What a crazy market we're in right now.
Right?
You bring me on during these crazy times.
Help us. We bring on the experts.
Help us.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on in the country nationally, and then we'll utilize that.
Well, that's a really great question. So with interest rates where they're at, we are definitely seeing a slowdown nationwide, and Utah is not immune to that. It is faring better than many of our neighboring states, partly because we just have a stronger economy here. And we have better population growth and people are moving here. That being said, we're still encountering unusual times with interest rates going to places where mortgage demand is down 20, like this is a 25-year low for demand for mortgages because interest rates are so high.
Those poor loan officers, right, that are on commission right now.
Exactly. But there's a way to navigate this. And this is why I'm glad you brought me on, because I want to talk about seller financing and how you can use seller financing to navigate the current market and achieve really great results, not just for the buyers, but also for the sellers. It is really truly a win-win situation.
Okay, so tell us what seller financing is.
Okay, great question. So in a seller finance situation, there is a note created between the seller and the buyer that they agree to, where a loan amount is negotiated, where an interest rate is negotiated, where payment terms are negotiated. So you could negotiate, for instance, whatever interest rate this is between the buyer and the seller that you'd like. It could be 4%, 5%, 6%. The length of the term, it could be for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 30 years, and even how much is paid each month. It could be an interest-only loan. You could do a amortized loan over a certain period of time. Often what happens is usually somewhere between 2 to 5 years, and you're usually paying like a 30-year type of amortization with a balloon at that 2 to 5 year stage is pretty common. But we do all sorts of negotiations when it comes to seller financing regarding the terms.
So really, the seller is the bank.
Seller's the bank. The buyer does bring a down payment usually. That's what offsets the seller's risk to actually engage in a situation where they give a note to a buyer. And so, you know, somewhere between 10%, 20%, sometimes even a little bit more than that. And the seller becomes the bank. You negotiate whatever terms you want to negotiate between the seller and the buyer.
And this can be a really great deal for sellers, because if they have a 30-year lock on a 3 or 4% interest rate, and then they're selling that to a potential buyer who's buying their home, maybe they're even just carrying a portion of that, and they're giving that to the buyer at a 6 or a 7 or an 8% without that buyer having to qualify for the loan, it's a win-win for everyone.
Yes, and what happens here is, yes, the seller earns the spread between whatever their current mortgage is and whatever interest rate they have now given out, and they get the down payment money, and they usually get a higher price for the home because the buyer is really going after that more attractive interest rate than what they can get from a traditional bank. And so the seller gets a higher price, but the buyer gets a lower payment. And that's really what's key here. Sellers are really interested in price. Buyers are really interested in payment. Seller financing bridges the needs between the seller and the buyer. And so it's a win-win for absolutely everybody.
Do you see scenarios in which this makes sense, like a type of seller and buyer? Like, for example, if you're buying a family member's home or something like that.
That completely works. So it can work regardless whether the seller has a mortgage or not. It's easier when there's not a mortgage the seller already has. If the seller does have a mortgage, then we do what's called an all-inclusive trust deed, or what's called like a wraparound mortgage. And there's some nuances to that that we work through, but it's still certainly possible. But yes, I've seen this in family circumstances, but I've seen this in work really, really well with buyers and sellers that don't even know each other. Mm-hmm. It can really work in every circumstance. Typically, the times it cannot work would be when the seller needs a lot of equity out of their home to go toward whatever their next venture is, perhaps their next home. But if the buyer has a large enough down payment, that will give the seller the equity they're looking for. So really the only time it doesn't work is if the seller has a really large need for like a really large amount of equity that they need from their current home going toward the next, and the buyer doesn't have a big enough down payment to give the seller that much equity. And so that's really the only time it doesn't work. Otherwise, it does work. And we do this all the time. So if you look back in the early 80s when interest rates were ugly, and if you look back during the Great Recession when there were a lot of issues with buyers not having great credit and they couldn't buy, the way that we survived those markets was through seller financing. And right now, today, there are hundreds of sellers who have raised their hand saying, look, I'm willing to provide seller financing. So it's those opportunities are in the market. But that being said, there are hundreds of sellers who have not said it but would be willing if the sellers were educated on how this could benefit them as a seller and also as a buyer. So in today's market, there are a lot of buyers that have said, look, I'm just going to wait. Why wait when you can use seller financing and get great rates and great payment terms and at great prices right now?
And I was going to ask, why isn't everyone just doing this then?
They're not aware of it. Mm. That's really what it is. They're not aware of it. And perhaps their agents are not familiar with it. Because, you know, if you've been an agent here for the last 10 years, there's not really been ever a need for seller financing. And so those of us who've been in the business a lot longer, who've encountered the Great Recession, we survived because of seller finance deals. So I've done tons of seller financing deals. In fact, I just closed a seller finance deal this week, and we created a great win-win between a buyer and a seller. And if buyers are willing to engage in this market, there are great opportunities for buying. My business partner and myself, we're actually buying multiple properties right now. So when I say now is a great time to buy, we're buying right now. Now is a buying time, not a time to sit on the sidelines. But you've got to buy right and using the right methodologies. And seller financing is one of the most fabulous ways to take advantage of the current market conditions.
I agree. Okay, so another one of the benefits of buyers buying on a seller finance deal is maybe your credit score isn't great, mm-hmm. right? And
yeah.
you can't qualify for a loan, but right. you have the income. Maybe you've had some past problems. That's a great opportunity for a second chance to get in the market, because the real estate market here in Utah is so on fire and the equity just continues to climb. If you can get in now and lock in that price in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years down the road, you may have earned more money in equity than you could have, you know, working your day job.
That is absolutely the case. 100% the case. People that don't have perfect credit, but you've got a good size down payment and a good job, you can get in today's market. No problem. Like, as in no problem, you can get into this market right now and take advantage of the pricing right now.
I love that. Okay. Also, Craig, let's talk a little bit about just overall your business, who you are. I love to introduce you to all of our KSL friends.
So Prime Real Estate Experts is my brokerage. I'm a co-owner of with Dwayne Richens, my business partner. We are growing very rapidly right now. We just acquired another brokerage and another small brokerage. So we're going to be over 90 agents here in a couple of weeks.
So you're just small. Yeah. Look at you guys just killing it over there.
And the reason why people are attracted to us, whether it's as an agent or as a client, is because of our training and our expertise. There's just a lot of energy around what we're doing, and people are gravitating toward that. We're helping agents blow up their business. We're helping clients find great success regardless of market conditions. And because of the training, the expertise that we have to do it, that's what's bringing us in.
Where are you guys located?
So we are currently in Draper. We are actually building an office building right now in Lehigh to accommodate our growth. And we're having a lot of fun. And I'll just say just real quick, we have a home buyer seminar coming up the first week of November. And if you would like to learn more about how to take advantage of current market opportunities, as in right now, we will talk about seller financing. We'll talk about some other strategies. It is a free seminar. Go to primerealestateexperts.com Again, that's primerealestateexperts.com. And you will find a link for a seminar. You just click on that at the top of the website there. It'll take you to the registration. It is free. Come and meet us. We'd love to meet you.
You are awesome. Prime Real Estate Experts. We have Craig Whiting with us on the show today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Wherever you podcast, you can podcast this whole show and all of our previous episodes. Just search for the KSL Home Show wherever you podcast. Joined today by Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She owns stores in Lehigh and Orem for all your interior design needs. That's where you need to go. But not only that, she has a real estate license, so she's an expert in buying and selling homes as well. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Lindsay. Good morning, KSL friends. We love having all of you join us every single week on this KSL Home Show. We get to talk about what's going on in the country. We get to talk about what's going on in Utah. Not only commercial real estate, residential real estate. I currently am an investor in the market. We have Craig Whiting, who is one of the best, most aggressive and up-and-coming real estate brokers in the entire state of Utah. Back on the show with us. Craig, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So good to see you. You are with Prime Real Estate Experts, and you guys are a growing company. I'm so impressed. Every time I talk to you, you've just brought on another 10 agents. I think you're up to almost 100 now, right?
Yeah.
You're in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's incredible. They're coming on the map. If they're not in your area, they actually serve the entire Wasatch Front.
Yeah, and actually the entire state of Utah. So we have agents that are in southern Utah and actually eastern Utah. We're all across the state.
That's incredible. I don't know how you do it. I'm very, very impressed.
Is there like a turf? Like, do real estate agents like don't sell in East Sugar House because you're in Utah County? Like,
No turf.
No turf?
No. I think the only turf would be what your own psychological walls might be.
Okay.
But break those psychological walls and go, There's no turf.
It's fair game.
It's all fair game across the country.
For sure.
Here we go. Yes. If you're licensed in Utah, you can sell anywhere in Utah, which is pretty cool. Okay. All this week, Craig, I've been asked, should I buy a home right now? Should I wait? What's your opinion?
That's a great question. So to answer the question, I am buying real estate right now, as in I've got a property under contract. My business partner has one or two properties under contract right now. So we are buying right now.
Yeah. And the housing market in most of the country has been very competitive, right? There's 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 offers almost on every home. That's coming down just a little bit, right? Because of interest rates and people being in the market.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
So today, there is over five times the amount of inventory on the market than we had back in February. Therefore, as a buyer, you have five times the choices and you have far less competition. So you can actually enjoy your home search process, find the home you actually like instead of settling, and then negotiate good terms. And the only reason why people are deciding to not buy is they don't like the interest rate. But what I tell people is date the rate, marry the home.
Date the rate. I like it.
Date the rate, marry the home.
Well,
I like that.
There's always opportunities to refinance, right? When the rates come down.
Yes, exactly. So right now, like as an example, we're building an office building. I don't like the interest rate I'm going to have to swallow, but I know I'm going to swallow it for a period of time. And so I've been negotiating with the bank. We've negotiated no prepayment penalty, so I can refinance that as soon as rates drop. And I know we're not going to be in this current state for a long time. The property's perfect for us. It's great. I'm marrying the property, but I'm dating the rate. That rate's not going to hang out too long.
That's what it means, date the rate. I was like, explain that a little bit. What does that mean, date the rate?
Yeah.
Temporary, right?
You're not necessarily going to marry the rate.
You're not marrying the rate.
Just date. Just feeling out the waters a little bit.
Okay, right. Craig. So most of our listeners, I mean, on average, the rumor out there is spend about 28 to 30% of your income on your home. What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, I think that's safe enough. I mean, banks are going to lend usually upwards of like 45% of your debt to income ratio, maybe a little bit higher. But I do like to keep it lower than that.
I do too.
So, and here's the thing, there's ways to quote unquote house hack, which can help as well. So if you buy a property where there's an accessory dwelling unit and you can put a renter in a portion of your property, it does wonders to your ability to manage that property as well. And that's why I say, like, there shouldn't be reasons for people to wait on the sidelines right now when there's great opportunity in the market right before us and ways to navigate those purchases that make sense for people. But I do like that 28 to 30%. I think that's a safer threshold to be in and be a little bit more comfortable with the other expenses we got in life.
And I always think be more conservative, right? There's nothing worse than being house poor and feeling like you can't go on vacation and you can't go to dinner and you can't do things, you know, extracurricular activities for your kids or whatever that may be. So if you can beat that, then do it. But just generally, before you go and talk to a loan officer, just know if you can be around 25%, you know what your income is. That's about approximately how much you can afford. And of course, all of that depends on debt to income ratio. And Do you have a car payment and what other obligations that you may have, maybe some school debt or whatever. But
yeah, and loan officers can help navigate restructuring what your debt payments might look like. So as an example, I had a buyer call me just a week ago, and he's in a lease for several more months. But he said, Craig, I want to be ready to buy once my lease is up. And so I connected him with a great loan officer who's helping him, you know, manage what his debt structure is going to look like in the next 3 or 4 months. And there's ways to rearrange what, you know, payments are, especially if you have equity in a home currently, perhaps selling that home, taking the equity, and then actually paying off some of your other debts in the process is a way to restructure things and help you be in a more comfortable position.
And save money.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a huge proponent of not being house poor. And so, like, during the Great Recession, what we ended up finding was, like, when the tide went out, we found out who was swimming naked, right? Because they were too house poor at that point. And so you don't want to be in that position. So you want to be in a position of strength and not over leveraging yourself.
So smart. Okay, let's talk a little bit about down payments. I get asked about that all of the time. How do you acquire enough down payment to keep up with the market?
So that's another great question. So there are loan programs out there where you don't need a down payment. So depending on your situation, there are many buyers who can buy with no down payment. So that's a way to get in even without providing that, because you might be in a situation where you're saving, like maybe you live with family and you're saving money that way to try to build up a down payment, but then the market outpaces you more than what you've saved by living at the family member's home. And so I would say just talk to an excellent expert real estate agent that can help you find the right asset. And depending on your circumstances, you may not even need a down payment.
And we just happen to have a real estate expert on the show today. Craig Whiting is back on the KSL Home Show. He is one of the co-owners of Prime Real Estate Experts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Design Stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, I have learned a lot already on our episode today, so I would invite people to podcast this wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Home Show or download the KSL News Radio app. Namely, that as we're in this market with interest rates rising, people are getting skittish about buying right now, which is fair because that's the point, right, of why the Fed is raising the interest rate. However, we have experts here today who are saying there are workarounds. There are ways to still get in the market right now, seller financing and maybe no down payment, things like that. So I know our guest today is going to help us still get in the market, even though things are cooling.
Oh, for sure, Lindsay. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We love doing this show every week. Lindsay and I, we seriously just laugh and laugh and laugh. We talk about so many fun things off the air. We honestly should do a little blooper.
We're rarely serious off the air.
Yeah. But On the air, we get to talk about lots of fun things, lots of funny things and serious things. What's going on in the real estate market? We are so lucky to be in Utah. I can't imagine doing this show in any other state. It would probably be a very depressing show. Yeah. But we get to talk about all the good things. And today we have Craig Whiting. He is one of the real estate brokers and owners of Prime Real Estate Experts. He's back on the show. Craig, I know you are a real estate investor. I am a real estate investor. You are currently investing in the market. I'm currently investing in the market. Everyone is wondering, should I invest in the market right now? What's your opinion?
So prices have settled and they've come down, and sellers are tepid about what's going to happen in the next 3, 4, 5 months. And because of that, they're negotiable. A lot of these sellers are negotiable. And so it enables an investor to come in and pick up properties at great prices. And for investors, price really is one of the great determining factors. And a lot of investors realize that the interest rates might not be favorable to them now, but under playing sort of the longer term game, they can refinance and get a better rate, but they can't get a better price years from now. And so you lock in the price today and you lock in an interest rate that really you can change it at a future date.
So true. Okay. So depending on your situation, now may be the perfect time. For others, maybe it's not.
Yeah. And I love the way you phrase that. And that's why it's really important to talk to a professional, because depending on someone's circumstance, right now might be perfect and right now might not be. And same with sellers. Some sellers, it makes great sense to sell right away. And some sellers, it makes sense to wait. And so you really need to have a qualified professional evaluate your personal situation to determine what is right for you at the current moment.
Can you give us some examples of when it's right, when it's not right to either sell or buy?
So here's an example right now. I've got of someone who is building a home, and the convenience of his not having to move twice makes it worth it for him to wait to sell and not sell now. So he's under contract. He's going to be, closing on that home probably in March or April of next year.
Once it's built, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And the builder came to him and said, hey, I want you to sell your home right away. And we negotiated an ability for him to not have to do that. And I explained to him, look, we know what prices are today. And you could sell today if you wanted. You can sell in a few months if you want. And for him, as we looked at the numbers, he said, look, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait. And it's just way more convenient for him just to not have to move twice. Yeah. There's a value in it for him. And so for him, it's better to wait. Now, I've got another buyer who's closing on a new construction in like a month, and they're selling right now. And I ran numbers by him. He actually had a seller finance offer that was $30,000 above his asking price. He declined it. He really wanted to get all of his equity right away. So for him, at least he had the options on the table of what to select. But for him, he's like, I like the peace of mind. He's self-employed. I like the peace of mind of having a lower payment, being in a situation where he's not over-leveraged, even if he's going to cost him a little bit more money now. Like I said, I could have sold it for $30,000 above list price on a seller finance deal, which he declined that offer. And then he's going with this other route. But it makes sense for him to sell right away instead of wait, just because he's in a self-employed position and he needs to deleverage and he needs to decrease his risk. So sort of depends on risk and timing.
Where does he live for a month?
We're negotiating a lease back so he can rent back his current home.
Again,
he doesn't have to do a double move.
Yeah, okay.
Which is worth tens of thousands of dollars right there.
Yeah,
right?
And stress and time. And
moving is the worst.
Yeah.
So there are people that don't want to move right now, and they're considering remodeling, and they're wondering, how much work does my home actually need for me to love my home? Yeah. Home prices are up, and the cost of remodeling your home is also up with all of the delivery schedules and supply chain issues and everything else. Maybe you need to weigh that out as well, because you think it may be a better deal to stay. And oftentimes, once you add all of that up and you start the remodeling process, it actually makes more sense to move as well.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Right before I walked into the studios today, I had a phone call from a buyer that just went over that very, very same analysis. So realizing that the remodel situation would be way too much of a headache, and just getting something else would be way better.
And time is money too. And that's why it's great to have a real estate team that can help you navigate all of these issues. Not only do you need to talk to, your finance person, but your real estate broker, someone like Craig Whiting over here, but also, you know, remodeling experts, interior designers, your tax professionals. These are big purchases. This is a lot of money, and you don't want to be making bad decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And I just a really caveat on that, on the remodel. Sometimes the remodel does make more sense. And so it's important to go through those numbers and just see, okay, does it make more sense to stay? And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And something that we are a proponent of here is like, look, if it doesn't make sense to go buy something else because you can remodel and stay where you're at, then remodel, stay where you're at. Don't sell your home. But we can help you go through that analysis.
And I think a lot of people just love their neighbors, right? They love their neighborhoods. They love their kids' friends. They love the schools. And it just, even at any cost, it doesn't make sense to move because they just love that neighborhood feel. So a home is actually a very emotional thing. It's not always an investment. So your personal home should be something you are weighing out all of those factors to see what the right fit for you and your family is. And you can upsize, you can downsize, you can right size. I mean, there's so many different phases of life and things change. And then there's investments, right, Craig, which you're doing right now, I'm doing right now. We're trying to get Lindsay to do that right now as well.
Guys, listen, Lindsay's hair is constantly on fire. When do I have time to even sleep, let alone think about investing in real estate?
I know. It is really, really fun, though. And I will tell you that Utah is a really great market to invest your money in. And it's happening. With or without you, the rates, the equity is going up. Rates are, you know, up higher than they've been, but still very, very low. I think we're all spoiled. We're used to 3 and 4. So the fact that it's up to 5 and 6, I mean, there's a panic and we're all freaking out. But these are very, very low interest rates.
Yeah. And something I would say in terms of like forward looking for the state of Utah is we've got the state prison relocating right now. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of acres of exceptionally prime land. And it is going to bring a massive economic boon to the state of Utah. And that's why it's important to get into Utah real estate now before all of that change happens, because that change is going to bring good change to Utah, but it's also going to bring higher prices in Utah. You want to get in and stay in the market here.
I agree. Okay, Craig, while we have just a few more minutes, I want to talk about short-term rentals. A lot of people are doing the, you know, rent for a week, rent for a month, mm-hmm. All of those internet sites are going crazy with people wanting to not stay in hotels.
Short-term rentals are awesome right now. They're awesome. Great investment opportunity, and we've got ways of finding them for you as buyers. So we have alerts set out. We know the neighborhoods that allow it, and the biggest risk you have as an investor into an Airbnb or a VRBO, a nightly rental situation, is the zoning risk that you take from the city, whether it's allowed or not, or even an HOA. And we can help you navigate that so you don't get stuck with a property that you can't actually use the way you think you can use it. Because there are a lot of people that advertise these nightly rentals that are actually doing it not probably legally according to city code or right. HOA rules. So we help you navigate that to get the ones you want. And so, yes, I'm looking at one myself, actually. Right now, my business partner owns them as well. And so it is a great way to invest and get into the market. And there are great opportunities right now.
I've also heard warehouse space right now is non-existent. If you can find warehouse space to purchase, do it.
Well, we have a unique situation here in Utah geographically where we've got the railroad and, you know, that's spanning from the coast, and we've got I-80 and then we have I-15 and we are just right here. That's why they call it the Crossroads of the West for a reason, and it makes great sense. And then people should study the Utah Inland Port, which helps explain the warehouse situation.
Okay, Craig, tell me what other real estate investments are just hot right now.
So, you know, that's a really great question. I would say a few things. If you can find a seller who is willing to seller finance, that can be something you can negotiate great terms on.
I wanted to ask you, Craig, really quickly, what insurances are there for the seller? Because with a bank, it's like an institution, right? But if you're just seller financing with an individual, how do I know I'm going to get my payment every month?
Oh, that's such an awesome question. So the risk reduction for you as a seller is if the buyer brings you a large enough down payment. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. If they don't, I would not engage in that kind of a transaction. But if they have a really large down payment, you can foreclose on them if they don't make the payments.
Okay.
And so that's really your thing that offsets your risk.
Your insurance.
Yeah. And what I would do as a seller is I would look at it like a normal bank would and say, okay, I want to see what your financials look like. And I want to know that you can make this payment. And so you sort of underwrite them in that way as well. But that large down payment is what offsets the risk. I've done this tons of times and I've never had a seller regret this.
Okay.
And you definitely want to use the state contracts, close at a title company. I mean, do not write up something on a paper napkin and expect that will be okay. You want to make sure you are using Craig Whiting, prime real estate experts, and a legit team of experts to help you set up this so that you are protected.
Yes. And we're going to teach more about this at a seminar the first week in November, November 2nd.
And it's free.
It is free. Absolutely free. Just if you want to register, we do have limited seats. So primerealestateexperts.com is the website. And right at the top of the website, you'll see a link for homebuyer seminar or seminar. Just click on that. You'll see where you can register, come to the event. We'd love to meet you. We're going to talk about this kind of strategy, other opportunities in the market as well that people can buy. So whether you're an investor or you're a home buyer and want more education, come. We'd love to meet you and help you out.
If you are a real estate investor, retail shopping centers is a great investment right now. You can buy individual units. You can buy an entire strip mall. You know, so many opportunities for real estate investors, or if you are just looking to relocate your personal home, definitely call Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us today. Here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Design Stores in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather also has a real estate license, so she is an expert in Utah real estate and brings in other experts to talk all about the market. Heather, I find it so fascinating that, you know, it's kind of a wah-wah in the market right now with the interest rates rising. But when I come here and I chat with your experts, I get hope that, like, okay, we can still buy. You know, my husband does this thing often where I tell him not to shoulda, woulda, coulda the interest rate, right? Or you don't want to buy because the interest rate is higher. But, you know, yeah, it's a bummer that it was 3% a couple of months ago, but now it's 6% or whatever it is.
And so, the property values are down, so it's probably a wash, right?
So don't shoulda, coulda, woulda the interest rate. And as Craig Whiting says of Prime Real Estate Experts, date the rate, meaning it's only temporary. You're not going to marry it. You're just going to date it and then marry your home.
Exactly. And I'm going to call this segment Heather's Favorite Things. It's my favorite part of this KSL Home Show. We get to talk about all the fun trends that are in the market right now. This next week, we have some of our designers going to High Point, North Carolina, to Furniture Market, where all the manufacturers in the entire world, really, the country, but also internationally, come and they bring their latest and greatest products and they showcase that. So it's really fun. It's fall. You know, the temperatures are lowering and they're falling. And, you know, the trends are hotter than ever as far as new and innovative ways to really customize and make your home somewhere that you love to be. Some of that obviously includes furnishings, but other things are just accessories. Craig, we have you on the show, and you are one of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, Prime Real Estate Experts. You are a broker there. Tell me a little bit about the importance of having a home or a commercial building look great when you are trying to sell it.
It makes all the difference, as in all the difference. And studies show that. My personal experience shows that. Like, you've got to have it staged right, looking right, smelling right, just that the vibe, the feel. Buying is a psychological experience. You can walk into a property and walk into a mirror image of that property. Maybe you're, like, for instance, in townhome units, and one you'll just turn away completely. The other one you buy, they're identical, but it's how you stage it and present it.
It's so all about presentation. I cannot even express that enough. We are going into the holiday season. If you're staying in your home and you just want to refresh, right? We have Halloween that's just right around the corner. Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's getting cold outside, so most of us are putting away our shovels and our gardening tools, and we're starting to spend more time in our home. We can refresh that for any amount of money, you know, regardless of what your budget is. Even just a simple little fall candle can really change the atmosphere and the vibe in your home and make it somewhere
that you love to be.
Pillows must karate chop.
Pillows
that
must.
That is, if you learn anything on the home show, don't worry about interest rates. Don't worry about anything else. It's pillows must karate chop.
And once you have pillows that karate chop, Lindsay, you never go back. You're kind of a pillow snob.
Yeah.
You spend a little more, but it's a great investment. You know, real estate is a great investment. Pillows are a great investment because they can look great in 3 years, in 5 years. It's just this inside joke we have here on the show, but it really is important and does make a difference. Some of my top three trends right now that I want to share quickly are just the colors. You know, those moss greens, those burnt oranges, they're all fall colors. You can accomplish that with something as simple as a pillow, a throw blanket, a candle, maybe changing a rug, some art, simple, fun things. A picture frame makes all the difference in the world. Number two is leather. We've all had that dark brown, tired, you know, big rolled arm, oversized leather sofas and sectionals. Things are becoming more sleek. They're becoming cleaner lines. Just because you have a traditional home doesn't mean it has to be Bubba. It can be sleek and comfortable and cozy and casual. So look at some of those caramel leather brown tones in your upholstery. Those are all the rage. It's a great way to add just a little warmth in your home. And number three is dining tables. We have Thanksgiving coming. They are flying out of our showroom right now. Bring your truck and trailer. We have two 22,000 square foot showrooms, all in stock products with a 10,000 square foot warehouse. And we have designers that all it is their full-time job to bring stuff out on a daily basis as things go out the front door. We have new things coming out the back door. And the great thing is we sell designer furniture, all the best brands in the country. No one beats our prices. And if you mention that you heard this on the KSL radio show today, you'll receive an additional 20% off our already 50% off manufacturer's suggested retail prices. So it's killer deals this weekend. It's in stock. We'd love to see you at Osmond Designs. And last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are great partners and sponsors of this show. I am a huge advocate of shopping and supporting local businesses. Central Bank has been around for over 130 years. They are my personal bank, not only for my personal transactions, but also my business. Really appreciate them. Central Bank, you guys are awesome. Construction loans, HELOC loans, you know, car loans, they do it all. So thank you, Central Bank. Please support them. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Thank you for joining us this week. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Again, Craig, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Craig, give a quick shout out one more time for your seminar coming up.
November 2nd, 6 o'clock at night. Go to PrimeRealEstateExperts.com. You'll see a link at the top to register. Seating is limited, but it is free. So join. We'd love to see you.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back again next week.